Hello, everyone. This is Maura with the Close Up Podcast at Culips. CULIPS.com. In this podcast, we listen to real conversations and look at them closely. In this episode, we're going to listen to a conversation where Alice and Linda meet for the first time. Today's episode is good for everyone because meeting people is not always easy, and it's even more difficult in another language. I have had the same problems being natural when meeting people in another language, and I know some of my students, too, have had the same problem. So let's have a listen to the conversation.
Hi, I'm Alice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, how do you like everything around here? Do you like the job so far?
Yeah, but there sure is a lot to learn.
Yeah, don't get discouraged, though. When I first started working here, I found it tough, too. It just gets easier, and after a while, you'd say a monkey could do it.
That's good to know. What exactly do you do here?
I'm in charge of accounts receivable. I've been doing it now for a few years. It's all right.
So you like working here?
Yep, it's pretty good. Well, I'd better get back to work now. Talk to you later.
Okay, see you later.
So, the first greetings are standard. You have probably learned them in any beginner English course.
Hi, I'm Alice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you. The long version is, it is nice to meet you. Both ways are fine. One is just shorter. We take away the subject, it, and the verb, is, to make the sentence shorter. We do this with other expressions too. You can respond by repeating the phrase like Linda does. Or you can simply say, you too. Then Alice starts a conversation.
So, how do you like everything around here?
Alice says, so, how do you like everything around here? Around here is not very specific. When Alice says around here, she's talking about the workplace and the general area. You can also use just here without really changing the meaning. Alice also asks,
do you like the job so far?
So far means until this point in time, or until now. I will give you an example. Imagine that you're watching a movie and your friend enters the room and sees you watching a movie. The friend could ask, how is the movie so far? Because the movie is not finished, you cannot say how it is, but you can say how good it is so far, or until this point in the movie that you've seen. Another example, I'm working on a project, but I am not finished. My friend asks, how is the project so far? This means that the project is not done, but that you are currently working on it. So then Linda responds to the question, do you like the job so far?
Yeah, but there sure is a lot to learn.
Linda says, there sure is. We often hear sure being used, similar to yes. But in this example, it is used like really. So, there sure is like there really is. Linda is emphasizing how much she has to learn. Alice continues.
Yeah, don't get discouraged, though. When I first started working here, I found it tough, too. It just gets easier, and after a while, you'd say a monkey could do it.
So So, the first thing Alice says is...
Yeah, don't get discouraged, though.
Though. This is an important and not so important word at the same time. It's important because native English speakers tend to say it all the time. And it is not so important because it really doesn't change the meaning of the sentence. This is a difficult word, so listen closely. We use though when we contradict or say the opposite of something we have just said. Sometimes we use it to contradict something that we have not said, but that is just assumed. You should really check out lip service for this explanation because, like I said, it's not easy. The key here is contradicting. I'll give you an example. I say, I am sick. I'm going to the party, though. Because I'm sick, you assume that I'm staying home and not going to the party. So when I say that I'm going to the party, I use though. I could also say the same thing. I am going to the party, though I am sick. Alice says, don't get discouraged, though. She says this to respond to what Linda says before. Linda says that there is a lot to learn. So Alice assumes that Linda may feel sad or stressed about all the work. It is like Alice says, though you may feel stressed about all the work, don't get discouraged. So that big explanation is why knowing the word though is important. It is also not important because it doesn't really change the meaning of the sentence. If Alice just says, don't get discouraged, it doesn't change the meaning of the sentence. That was difficult. I hope it wasn't too confusing. A while is a general term for time passing. After a while means after some time passed. A while is very relative to the situation. It could be 5 minutes or 5 months. Here are two examples that show how a while can be used differently. Where is he? He's been gone for a while. This example is probably only minutes. I don't know how he's doing. I haven't seen him in a while. This example could be days, or maybe longer. So Alice says, after some time passes, you will find that the job is easy. Alice actually says, a monkey could do it. And that means that something is easy. It makes sense. If a monkey could do it, it should be easy for people to do. Then the conversation continues.
That's good to know. What exactly do you do here?
I'm in charge of accounts receivable. I've been doing it now for a few years. It's all right.
When you look up the word all right in the dictionary, it says it can mean anything from yes and okay to good or very well. It can also change the meaning depending on the tone. When the tone is low or goes down, it is more negative or more like okay than very well. In this case, because of Alice's tone, she probably means that her job is just okay. Linda then asks,
so you like working here?
Linda asks a question, but it doesn't take the real question form. It sounds more like a sentence. You like working here. But with the tone in her voice, she makes it a question. You like working here? Linda also probably asks because Alice said the job was all right, and that is not very specific or clear if Alice likes her job. And Alice responds to the question.
Yep, it's pretty good.
And then says,
well, I'd better get back to work now. Talk to you later.
Alice says, I better. It is slang from the full expression, I had better. We use this when bad consequences are implied, or more simply, bad things could happen if you don't do the action. It is best explained with some examples. It is raining, so I better get an umbrella. The bad consequences are that I will get wet if I do not have an umbrella. Or a child might say, I better clean my room. The bad things that could happen would be getting in trouble with your parents if you don't clean your room. Alice had better get back to work, or she might get in trouble from her boss. Linda says,
okay, see you later.
So now Linda and Alice know each other. Let's listen again to the conversation and pay attention to all the expressions that are used when you meet someone new.
Hi, I'm Alice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, how do you like everything around here? Do you like the job so far?
Yeah, but there sure is a lot to learn.
Yeah, don't get discouraged, though. When I first started working here, I found it tough, too. It just gets easier, and after a while, you'd say a monkey could do it.
That's good to know. What exactly do you do here?
I'm in charge of accounts receivable. I've been doing it now for a few years. It's all right.
So you like working here?
Yep, it's pretty good. Well, I'd better get back to work now. Talk to you later.
Okay, see you later.
I hope you learned something today. Don't forget to visit our website, qlips.com, for any further explanations or transcript, and to quiz yourself to see how much you learned. If you have any questions, you can always email us at questions@qlips.com. This is Maura at qlips, and I'll talk to you again soon.